expect to see an awards show work and what maybe would be different from what is there presently. And they all said without hesitation that they would, one, want a public vote, and two, want a live show, a live television broadcast. So we embarked on it last year with huge success. It was great, thanks be to God for it. And then this year, the problem, as you will know in your career, is when you do something good, the next year it has to be at least as good, if not better. So we decided then to put an invite out across the water. And of course, all the industry people are talking about Mo Pitney now as the next phenomenon to hit country music. And the one thing about him is that he's true country. Whenever we talk about country music now, you know, there are a lot of variations and some would say deviations from the real sound, but whenever you listen to Mo Pitney, there's something very real and organic and true about his roots. He's not afraid of where he's coming from. He's very true to his faith and his beliefs, and his music is very, very pure. And you know, I think he's an exceptional talent. We're thrilled to have him. I'm sure it was great just getting an insight into his life as well.
The whole country music thing is very big again in Ireland. It had been huge. It was on the wane, and now it is back up once more.
It is, yeah. And you know, I think you'd probably acknowledge that there's a lot of things that work in cycles, and certainly at the moment, is the country music cycle is at the top of its. What's wrong, but then that's also tribute to many great songwriters out there that we have. We're producing great songwriters in this country at the moment.
Yeah,
who are feeding into the country music scene in the background. You never hear their names or anything, but they're working to produce great songs for the likes of Nathan. And Nathan Carter now is co-writing. I think most of his new albums are co-write. And of course, then you've got these great artists who are working day and daily. And then I always like to give a nod back to the old starlets who you know, really set this scene up effectively in this country. So Susan McCann, Philomena Begley, Mick Flavin, Big Tom, you know, the old stagers who are still there and still at the top of the tree, but that all these new stars have looked up to and now are trying to emulate. And in some cases, when you look at the likes of Nathan Carter and Derek Ryan and these people, Cleona Hagen, they're all now starting to rise on this crest of a wave themselves and really proving themselves to have great talent. And again, we know in this part of the world that we're not short of talent. It's just great to see that they have a vehicle and a place to make a few quid and to do the job that they love, and of course to entertain us, the public.
Totally. You mentioned two voices there, Big Tom and Mick Flavin. I could listen to the tone of their voices forever. And as for Susan and Philomena, we grew up on Susan and Philomena. you present a TV programme with Susan now.
I do. Susan and I are great friends. We have been for years. And whenever the opportunity came up to present a programme with her, you know, it was just a sort of a given. We took it and went with it, and it's doing pretty well. People enjoy it, and it's a bit of crack. But we don't take ourselves too seriously. It's about the music. We have a bit of crack with it, and it's good fun. We enjoy it. But Mick Flavin, you're talking about Mick Flavin there. I think he's the only artist in Ireland at the Country Music Awards to be nominated for the International Artist Award. And as you say, his tone is just exceptional. It's just unique. It's got, whatever you listen to Mick Flavin, you know it's him. But if you look at Susan McCann, she performs in Strawberry Fields in America. She performed for three presidents of America. So, you know, it's no surprise to some people that the country music scene has now hit this great, great era of success.
It is great to see. Well, again, are there tickets for the Country Music Awards on Thursday night, or are they all gone?
Well, there are very few left, I'll tell you that. There's a capacity crowd there of 800, so there's only a short number, so a small number of tickets left, and they're available at the Armagh City Hotel. I think the number is 3751888. If somebody rings that and it's the wrong number, don't blame me. I'm just pulling it out of the top of my head. But it is going to be a great, an exception. We also have Larry Gatlin from the famous Gatlin Brothers. We've got a 12-piece live band on the night. Myself and Cleona Hagen will be having the honour of presenting the awards, and it's going to be a great celebration. And of course, you're going to be there yourself.
Jeepers, I wouldn't miss that. I would tell you what, once I became aware of Mo Pitney and you were having him on the stage, not only am I going to have him on the radio, I'm certainly going to have to sit and listen to him. Thoroughly looking forward to it.
Do you know what I have to say to you, Frank? Because whenever you phone these people, and I phoned them just to say, you know, we're doing this show, would you like to come over? Both Larry and Mo Pitney took up the invite, really just almost blown away by the invite and really thankful and grateful. And I was saying, you know, after the show, and this is open to the public as well, it's a free entry, there's a little after party in the Fringe Lounge, and there's going to be a live band there. And I just said to them, sparingly, would you mind, you know, in the after show, maybe performing a few songs with the wee house band? And no problem. There's not a problem. So people that come along and they pay their money to go to the show, there's an after show party that everyone's welcome to come into free of charge. It's not going to cost them any more, and they'll see these guys and all our local homegrown stars performing into the early hours. And I might even give a song myself, although I hope nothing happens like what happened to the guy, is it up in Grey Abbey or Newton Abbey where he smashed the windows?
This is the story I was just about to come round to. Country star Carter's biggest hit, Psychological Torture. The repeated playing of country star Nathan Carter's hit Wagon Wheel is some sort of psychological torture, a court has been told. Very serious theme behind it. A man pleaded guilty to breaking windows, but he said the person who owned the windows wouldn't stop playing the blimmin' song.
Well, I have some sympathy because, like, Nathan Carter has recorded more songs than one, and I can understand that if you're listening to the same thing time after time after time after time after time, I don't know how many times it was played, but you could listen. I love my own voice, but I wouldn't like to listen to it for 2 hours in a row.
Malachy will get a chance to listen to it on Thursday night. Great speaking to you, fella. Thank you.
Frank, always a pleasure. Take care, and regards to all your listeners and your team there.
That's Malachy Cush from Irish TV.